Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
The coast has really reacted to your family, Cara. Your little Max is in the fight of his life. How old's Max?
Max is 4.5 now.
And tell us, what's wrong with Max?
When Max was 1.5, he was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. And so he started his treatment back when he was just a baby. So right during the height of COVID, he did 2.5 years of treatment. He rang the bell. We were celebrating. We were getting ready to go to Hawaii.
It's done.
It was done. And then he spiked a temperature. We took him to the hospital and it was back only a week after actually finishing treatment.
So it was the same condition returned?
The exact same condition had been undetected for over 2 years and just sprung its head again. So that was in June last year. So that was his first relapse where we underwent intense chemotherapy again. He then went and had radiation, chemo, and had a bone marrow transplant in October.
Wow.
So a beautiful donor from New Zealand donated his stem cells. We transplanted them into Max in October last year. He spent close to 2 months in hospital in room isolation. And we thought we were on the clear again, you know, 4 months post-transplant, nothing had been detected. We remained 100% donor cells. And then just a few weeks ago, I spotted some bruises on Max's back and something, you know, triggered me to think, I'm not sure what's going on. And we went back there and it was back again. So now we face the battle for the third time. Yes.
Okay.
Third round of it.
So this time, what are you going to do?
We previously had a plan as to the treatment he was going to have, but what's happened is his cancer cells have mutated. So they're not expressing the same genes to be eligible for treatment within Australia. So unfortunately, we've had to look internationally to see where we can take him for treatment. So it's a new and emerging treatment called CAR T-cell therapy. And unfortunately, the Australian government hasn't approved multiple streams of it. So that's where we started our international looking in the US and Singapore. And we've recently been engaged in discussion with Singapore around bringing him over there for treatment. But because the government still deems it as trial or experimental, we're not actually able to get any funding from the Australian government for the treatment.
You've got to pay for it all yourselves. And that means you've got to pick up your whole family and you've got to get to Singapore. You've got to live in Singapore while Max is being treated.
Exactly right.
This new kind of treatment, what is it? Is it stem cells? Is it what exactly is this treatment?
It's amazing, right? What they do is they extract your T cells, which are your natural killer cells, your immunity cells. And what they do is they genetically modify them to detect the cancer cells.
Oh.
So they look for certain surface receptors on the cancer cells and then they reinsert that back into the body and these new cells just go and find them and just kill them.
Okay.
Right?
Mm. So you send some Pac-Man in.
Exactly.
Jack, you're the big brother of Max. What did you want to say about this new treatment?
Like, I thought about doing the ones that you get in the new blood cells to fight those ones.
Yeah.
So they like,
just die.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen.
Imminently.
Imminently. Yes. Good word. So this is going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars. You've had a solid run on the GoFundMe, but you're looking for more help.
Actually, just yesterday, we got Max's results to check that he was eligible for the treatment in Singapore. And they've actually come back and they said that they've changed the rules and we need to now also put down a deposit, the variable costs for if treatment goes. Oh. You know, if he has allergic reactions,
reaction or something
responses,
like that.
Nice. We now need to have a surplus amount there.
So it's almost like
for that.
An insurance pocket.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not just going to let you go and they want the money up front.
Exactly. Wow. But to be actually lock in and confirm the dates, we have to pay all of that up front.
But I think every family is with you. We would do anything for our babies,
yes.
And hopefully the coast will get behind your baby too.
Yes, thank you. Look, everyone has just been honestly incredible. It's been overwhelming the past few days, seeing even just the messages, the sharing, you know, donations big or small, just the gestures is honestly so heartwarming.
They warm your heart. So you know, yeah. The coast behind your boy. Mark and I have laughed. We have never been contacted by more people about a child than we have been contacted about Max.
Yeah. So you've really touched a lot of hearts.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
So keep us in touch. Okay.
Yes,
let's
do.
Get this money. Let's get this number that you need to get Max to Singapore, and then we'll stay in touch. And we can't wait to ring that bell.
Amazing. Yes, we can't wait.
Good luck, guys. Thank you so much for coming in. We're hoping to get that story out there. And of course, you can check it all out. It's really easy to find on the GoFundMe page. Help us get Max to Singapore for treatment. We need to give this family all the help they can get.
Amazing. Thank you so much.